The Recruiting Funnel, how to go from prospect to scholarship. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 114. Thanks for tuning in to a special episode of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, a kickoff of a seven-part series on how to go from prospect to scholarship. We're going to dig in, and for the next 7 days, you can join me and walk with me through this whole recruiting process. So you can go from prospect to scholarship. I'm John Fugler. So good to have you along. I'm a podcaster, of course, an athletic scholarship coach, an author, a speaker, and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm the CEO and the founder of Recruit Me. And you can find me at recruit-me.com. That's recruitme.com. Got a special guest tonight who's going to share something with us. Eric Johnson and his son are in the middle of this process. They're in the middle of the recruiting funnel. And we're going to hear from them a little bit later in the program. And you can hear from a family and how I've interacted with them and how they're going in this process, the things that they've found they've been able to do right that has gotten attention and interest from coaches. We'll get to that in this episode. Got a lot to cover here, so let's get right into it. And by the way, coming up on November 1st, we're launching the new Recruit Me system. I'll tell you more about that. The new, brand new Recruit Me athletic scholarship system. So here it is. As we start this process, as we start the funnel, imagine this funnel, huge funnel, and you jump into this funnel. It gets narrower and narrower and narrower as you go down this funnel. And when you come out on the other end, you come out with a scholarship offer in your hands. That's the idea behind this. And I thought that this would be a great time. We're in the fall here, this big recruiting season, to go into logically step by step in this recruiting funnel. So you, no matter where you are in this funnel right now, there'll be an episode or two or maybe the whole thing that will apply to you. But the first thing I want to talk about today is getting on the radar. Getting on the radar. I mean, we've talked in the past. In fact, last week we talked about this. We've talked about the fact that it's really hard. Last 2 weeks, it's really hard to get noticed by coaches and to be able to become a recruit. The big challenge, the biggest challenge, and I'm continuing that discussion this week, but giving you some really good first steps to getting on the radar of college coaches. There's a family that I helped that they live in Florida. They wrote an encouraging note to me after we've been working together for a while. Actually, they just took the Recruit Me system and worked it. I mean, they worked it. I hardly had to do anything because they had the initiative and they worked it. They said what they learned through their process, that it's essential for players and parents to realize that colleges don't know that most qualified players even exist. I mean, how can this be? I'll tell you, that's hard to believe, but it's true. And they found out that through their own experience, nothing was happening on the recruiting front, and they were intimidated on how to start the process, how to get it going, the fear of the unknown. These things can really hold you back. You just are paralyzed, and that's where they were. But when they worked the step-by-step system and plan that I gave them, it gave them great results. And here's what they told me. Once they took the first steps that we're going to talk about today and especially tomorrow, they said the wheel started turning, the effort paid off, and their son got a scholarship at his first choice school in Florida. Now, I told that story in one sentence. It wasn't an overnight success, okay? They had to work at it. They had to work at it, but just for the sake of time, what they did, they worked the process. When their son wasn't even noticed, he wasn't on anybody's radar, and they ended up with that scholarship at their first choice. And my goal for you has always been that you will be able to get a scholarship at the school of your choice. Now, here's the key of getting on the radar. And it's a broken record, I know. If you've heard me say this once, you've heard me say it a dozen times, maybe 100 times. I'll say it a little bit differently this time. You've got to promote yourself. Nothing is going to happen unless you promote yourself. It's a foundational mindset. A foundational mindset. You must promote yourself. And I'm going to say right now that if you don't believe in this, if you don't believe in promoting yourself, parents, if you don't believe in promoting your son or daughter, then turn this podcast off and forget about pursuing a scholarship. It is highly unlikely that your son or daughter will get a scholarship offer unless you have this mindset of promoting yourself. That lays the foundation for everything that I'll be talking about here in this week ahead. What you do first in order to get on the radar, in order to promote yourself, is you gotta do the groundwork. It's like painting a house. You gotta do the edges, you gotta do the taping, the edges, the corners, and everything, and finally you get the roller out and you're rolling the walls. It's the preparation that takes the time. What you have to do first of all is build a list of schools. If you're going to promote yourself, you got to know where. You got to have a target. And these schools, a big list, is so important. Hunker down, do some research, and get this done. I got an email from a dad that illustrates the need to target a lot of schools. And when I say a lot, I mean 45 to 50. You've got to dig deep, cast your net wide. These aren't all top choice schools, but these are schools which are meeting some of the criteria that you have for possibilities of where your son or daughter will compete and attend. Here's what this dad said. He said, "Inspired by you, we sent out sets of introductory packages to 70 schools, 70, all the way from D1 to D3. We received letters from schools all the way from D1 to D3, maybe 30 responses total. Sent out 70, got 30 responses, a little less than half. That's why you need to cast your net wide. Don't rely on just a few, or you'll be disappointed when your pool is empty and it's not filled very high. So 30 responses. I said a Georgia school was most interested, and my son went there. And a little PS, he said that another reason you need to send to a lot of schools, we found out that in the case of one school, they didn't even bother to look at the package and insisted they had never received it. That could be, especially these days when you're sending emails, you never know, may go into junk mail. That's why I still am a fan of getting a hard copy of the package to schools. So you've got the list. If you can do 70, that's fantastic. I recommend like 45 or 50. And then once you have your list of schools, then you send out your introductory packet. This packet is very simple. It's an introductory email or letter that you're sending to the coaches, personalized. This has to be something that's not just a mass mailing, but you got to do everything you can to personalize the email and work at it. 3, 4, 5 paragraphs. It's really short. You're not telling your life story. And with that is the player profile or the resume. We're going to talk with our guest, Eric Johnson, in just a few minutes to see how they went through that with themselves. But the resume is one sheet. It's a player profile / resume. It's one sheet that a coach can take and look at a glance, and he knows he or she knows what they need to know about your son or daughter just by looking at it. There's a headline on it. There's vital statistics. There's stats. There's some narrative. If you need a sample to look at, you can get a fillable template on my website. It's part of my recruiting power pack. Got 3 items in there, but it's free on my website. You can see what I'm talking about. It's a fillable form, a fillable template for a resume. This is not something where you're telling everything to the coach. This is your first step. That's why we call it an intro packet. You want the coach to take note and then follow up with you. That's the purpose. The purpose is not for the coach to sign you, call you, whatever. It's just for that coach to show an interest and reach out back to you to begin a relationship. So the intro packet is the email and the resume, and that's all. That's all. Don't send a video yet, even though you're going to want to, but don't send it yet. You are testing the waters out with that large list of schools. So that's the first step in this whole recruiting funnel, how to go from prospect to scholarship. Get on the radar. So you've got to have a list, and you've got to have that introductory packet. Before we get to this interview with Eric, which It's really key because this is bringing it to life. As I explain things here, it's always good to have someone who's doing it and finding out if it works in the real world. I want to let you know that for 2 years, I've been developing a better solution for parents and athletes. The Recruit Me system has been working for families since 2002. In fact, thousands of families have used my step-by-step system to get scholarships. But I felt there was something missing. You're looking for a way to go through the recruiting process with as little pain and expense as possible, right? I know, I've been there. But you still want to achieve great results. You want to succeed. The Recruit Me system, as it stood and still has stood, was getting outdated. Families like yours wanted something more live, interactive, a step above a manual and workbook. Well, I heard you, and I'm happy to announce that the brand new Recruit Me system is launching, and you can have it before the official launch date. You get it all in the new Recruit Me system. I'm pretty excited about it. I've built videos, new audios, a fantastic digital resource library that walk you step by step from A to Z in the recruiting process. I kind of make it say it's the Recruit Me system in 3D. Okay, the old one in 3D, the new Recruit Me system. If you want the quickest road to recruiting, this is it. If you want to get on coaches' radar fast, this is it. If you want to be shown how to do it rather than read how to do it, this is it. It really is. If you want the best digital tools at your fingertips, the new Recruit Me system has them. And most importantly, if you want to get an athletic scholarship, this is a system that will take you all the way from wherever you are at right now to the finish line. And it comes out November 1st, just in a couple days. I want to show you how you can get it now, though, with a very special incentive as well. And one thing about this, too, if you want something that's inexpensive and that you own for one price rather than having to pay month by month, the new Recruit Me system is just that. And you get immediate access to everything. You can start using it today. Let me send you to this website for details. I could keep talking, but I'm not. We're going to get to this interview with Eric. Go to recruitme.com/system. That's recruit-me.com/system. The official launch date, as I mentioned, is November 1 in a couple days, but you can have it before then. This is built on 15 plus years of success, and you get the video, audio, and digital all rolled into one. I personally teach you everything you need to know to get recruited and get a scholarship. My videos especially bring it all to life. I know for you, the recruiting window is only open for a limited time. I understand that. You'll avoid getting wrapped around futile recruiting methods that will waste your time. What I teach you is all you need to get the job done and to do it right. So how much does this cost? Well, recruiting services, as you know, can charge between $2,000 and $5,000. Other products have monthly membership fees. And I know I could easily put a price tag of $1,000 on this system and it would be worth it for you. But ever since I started Recruit Me, I wanted my resources to be affordable for just about any family. It doesn't cost $1,000, doesn't cost $500, or even $150. It only costs $97, and you have lifetime access to everything in the Recruit Me system. One payment, and that's it. It gets even better than that. In these two pre-launch days, I've knocked off $20. So it's only $77, but that's only through Wednesday night at midnight, October 31st at midnight. So go to recruitme.com/system or click the link in my show notes. That's recruit-me.com/system. And I've got another great bonus for everyone who orders by November 10th. And I'll tell you more about that in a moment, but I want to get into this interview with Eric Johnson. If you're ready to get fast results, and let me show you how to do the recruiting process all the way to your final school choice, the new Recruit Me system is it. Video plus audio plus digital, all for just $97 at recruitme.com/system. And so Eric Johnson is somebody I've known for a couple of years now, and man, he is in the thick of it with the whole process with his son, and he's also a coach himself. So I got Eric on the line. So Eric, you're going through the process right now with your son, and in fact, I think you're leaving this interview to go to some hockey practice with your son. Is that right?
Indeed, we are. We're heading out. I just finished the practice plan, and we're getting ready to roll to the rink. Okay. So we are smack dab in the middle of it.
Okay. Well, kind of give us the 60-second flyover of Simon's situation, what he does, and how old he is, and you know, just in a capsule here for our listeners.
Sure. Simon's an ice hockey goaltender. He's a freshman in high school this year, and you know, in hockey, the recruiting process starts early. Hockey's different than a lot of sports. You come out of travel hockey, and when you hit 16, you tend to go into junior hockey. Junior hockey usually is a 16 to 20 year old range, and then after junior hockey, you then go to play college hockey with the hopes of coming out of college into a professional career if you make it that far. So Simon's 15 this year. He's right on that cusp of where junior teams start recruiting him and looking at him and considering him. So we're right in the middle of the process of getting his resume touched up and getting him in front of the right scouts at the right time. He's playing on a junior varsity travel team this year as a freshman. And we're going to a bunch of great places, and he should get a bunch of great looks.
So that's interesting. It's a little bit different than other sports where you're actually getting him recruited to the pre-college teams, pre-college coaches. But in order for him to get into college, he needs to be competing at the junior hockey level then.
For the most part, kids develop most in junior hockey. It's not unlikely for colleges to tend offers to younger kids. Simon's got a buddy who's a year younger than he is, who was just offered an opportunity to play at Notre Dame in college after his junior career. So colleges start looking at kids as young as 14 in ice hockey, you know, looking at future development and opportunities that they might grow into. But it starts at 14 and it goes all the way through 20. You could get the opportunity to play in college.
Well, you've been going through the recruitment system with Simon to present him to the junior hockey coaches. Talking about the introductory package, I've been talking about that in this episode. And you put one of those together for coaches that you actually saw in person or sent it to. Is that right?
We had no idea what we were getting into in terms of recruiting because personally, I grew up playing hockey, but I never went through the process. I played club hockey and a little travel hockey until high school and then went in a different direction. Actually went to college to bowl on the bowling team. So I haven't been through this process for Simon. And when I got connected with the RecruitMe system and we created Simon's player profile, it really impressed the coaches that we were in front of over the summer. This past summer, I took Simon to North American Hockey League Combine, which is a Tier 2 junior program here in the United States. And he had a couple coaches grab him after the Combine and one scout from a Tier 1 junior team and an owner from a Tier 2 junior team all want to talk to him. And he was able to present that player profile to them, which really impressed them that we came prepared. We had all the stats and figures and statistics that they were looking for and would want us to send them down the line. And we were able to provide them with it right there up front. And the best thing about the whole deal was I let Simon handle the whole conversation. He went over and he talked to the scout and he talked to the coaches. On his own. I didn't have to be there. He had all of the information right in front of him in his folder. He was able to present that to the coaches and really came off as a well-prepared, well-mannered young man. And he's up against kids that are much bigger than him. Simon hasn't hit his growth spurt yet. He's only 5 foot tall, and he's up against goalies that are 5'10", 5'11", 6 foot in his birth year. So he stood out because he was quite small, probably not the way you want to stand out as a goaltender, but being able to deliver the player profile and put that in their hands really made him stand apart from the crowd.
Boy, delivering it in person. Now that's a little bit unusual. So you had that's great though. And to have it ready when asked for, And so I know you and I worked through that. You sent me, we were working together. I was consulting with your family, and you sent me the original profile that you were working on, and I had some comments and everything. Maybe just share with our listeners, I don't want to toot my own horn, but from your perspective as a parent, how did that work, that relationship we had?
Well, that helped tremendously. It was like creating a resume for the first time, and you really didn't know what you were doing and you hadn't seen a resume. We had gone through the Recruit Me book and saw the examples there. And we created Simon's player profile from the examples that we saw, but it was our first, it's a rough draft. And being able to have somebody like you, John, be able to put your expertise and your eyes to it really helped us tremendously, because we didn't know what we didn't know. Hmm. And being able to get the feedback from you to tweak and adjust the player profile to really highlight Simon's abilities when he has that height disadvantage, it really helped a ton. Two of the four people that Simon talked to said, "We have no problem with small goalies. We love the way you played, and your player profile here demonstrates that. And we'd love to keep in contact and watch you develop here over the next year."
Well, I've got a special announcement tonight for our listeners, recording this in the evening. And I just want you to know that what I want to do for you listeners is offer you a complete and comprehensive review of your introductory packet, your player profile, your email you'll be sending to coaches. We talked about that earlier in the show. And this is a bonus. If you purchase the new Recruit Me system, which officially launches on November 1st, so a couple days from now, if you purchase this, then up until between now and November 10th, then I will give you this complete review, this comprehensive review of your player profile and your email that you're sending to coaches, your introductory packet. So I want to do that for you. That's a free bonus as we kick it off, as we launch the new Recruit Me system for you. Again, you can go to recruitme.com/system, recruit-me.com/system. Eric, thank you for spending time with us. I know you're in a rush. You got to get to practice, and Simon's probably waiting for you in the car.
John, thank you for having me tonight. But more importantly, thanks for all you've done for Simon and steering him in the right direction. We truly can't thank you enough, and for all that the Recruit Me system has done for us.
Great. Thank you. Take care. And listeners, just as we close here, I want you to know that we'll be back again tomorrow. It's the first of a 7-part series called The Recruiting Funnel, How to Go from Prospect to Scholarship. So part two tomorrow. And if you order the Recruit Me system before the official launch on November 1st, then you'll get $20 off. It's only $77 through Wednesday night, through tomorrow night, if you're listening to this on release day. Okay, take care. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.